For more than a century, Pulaski Hall has been a cornerstone of Bay City's Polish community, but Thursday was the last dance. On this night, the beer and the stories are flowing at Pulaski Hall.
This was the place that everybody stopped after work for a beer before they went home, after church.
Tom Reeder has been playing in polka bands at Pulaski Hall since the 1950s, but he says times have changed.
Lately, just like other organizations, veterans organizations, the church organizations, the young people aren't interested, and we are dying off.
The hall opened in 1902. Grew and expanded over time as Bay City grew. On the first floor, the bar and the dining hall. But away from the band and the bar, up a very steep set of stairs, is the old ballroom. It's been many years since the ballroom saw better days, but on this night, Kendra Barker is slowly twirling in the half-lit room. With the faint sound of the polka band downstairs, she's dancing by herself on the same floor her parents danced their first dance as husband and wife. She says the hall was a key part of a very close-knit community.
You just lived in the South End, went to school in the South End, went to weddings in the South End. It was a different era. You know, now out of the 7 children that are in our family, there's not one of us that lives in the South End, not one of us. My parents don't even live in the South End.
And that's the problem. Most of the people here tonight moved away from the neighborhood years ago when they were children or later as adults. Fewer Polish families nearby meant fewer wedding receptions in the hall. The crowds at polka nights thinned out. Ronald Sobczak is the president of the St. George Society that runs Pulaski Hall. He's the third generation of his family at the hall, and it's closing on his watch.
It is tough. It was a tough decision that we had to make. But economics dictate. I hate to say it, economics dictate.
The Society owes more than $20,000 in back taxes, and the building needs a new roof that the Society can't afford. The building has been up for sale for a year. Ann Bankowski is the president of the Michigan Division of the Polish American Congress. She says many Polish communities in Michigan are struggling to maintain their traditions and pass them down to the next generation.
It's just kind of an evolution, I guess, that's happening.
Back at the hall, the band is taking a break. That gives David Idzior a chance to show his very young children the accordion, saxophones, and other instruments.
I'd really like to get back to my roots, get back to the heritage of Polish community in Bay City. And I think a lot of my generation don't like the polka dance, don't like to get into it, and it's sad that this place is closing because of that. And I'd like to pass the traditions on to my children.
If you got a request, keep it to yourself. It's the last time we're not playing anymore.
But the dancers don't seem to care. They're just glad to dance one last polka at Pulaski Hall. I'm Steve Carmody.
Yeah, some.